Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Our number two begins. Thanks for putting up two, Greg. I appreciate that.
Make sure you knew. I was giving you the peace sign.
No, I appreciate your help, because if you weren't here, it wouldn't be.
wouldn't be near as much fun.
Wouldn't be pretty either.
Yeah.
It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Dolphins beat the LA Rams last night, Monday Night Football, 23-15. Your top story, though, the Trump team is building. Nothing but five-star picks, man. He is putting together a, whatever you want to call it, Super Bowl, All-Star, World Series, kind of World Cup team there. I got a few in there anyway. Some good people there, including looks like Marco Rubio, Secretary of State. Great pick. What's this about an earthquake? Yeah, protests against the communist Castro regime in Cuba continued Monday night amidst near endless power blackouts, worsened by a magnitude 6.8 earthquake that hit Cuba's southeastern coast on Sunday. The power grid is already in a barely functional state. I mean, six decades of communist management. And, you know, the commies are good at, like, fixing stuff, repairing stuff, you know?
No. They're good at taking over stuff.
Well, that begins with socialism.
And then it goes downhill from kind of like the oil industry in Venezuela, you know?
Yeah.
When the government takes over.
But do you think the powerful people that are in charge of the government, do you think they have electricity at their little palaces?
I were a betting man, I would say yes.
Yeah,
I think so.
The Castro regime authorities managed to restore power after repeated failed attempts. The power grid was left in much worse state than before it collapsed. So, yeah, Hurricane Rafael didn't help either.
Yeah.
And those folks there are in pretty bad shape. And then on Sunday, they get a 6.8 magnitude quake. And apparently this was about 75 miles west of Santiago de Cuba, causing damages to houses and other infrastructure. Well, no deaths have been reported. That's good. The earthquake left an unspecified number, though, injured. And the authorities have reported registering 885 aftershocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even if they're not big, that's a lot. That's enough to scare you.
Well, that's it.
A whole lot.
That's, I guess,
it's like,
apparently,
what's coming?
Yeah, that's what it does. It's like, oh, wait, we just went through this kind of roller coaster ride, and then you feel another one coming on. I'm glad we don't see much of that in the Sunshine State.
Yeah. We had a few in St. Louis growing up. Tremors, we'd call them, not earthquakes. Had the big, big scare, though, at one point, I guess probably back in the late 80s, but... But you'd get them. You'd be sitting there in your living room, and all of a sudden you just kind of feel things moving. Your curtains would start rocking just a little bit, you know, just enough to get your attention. Oh, yeah.
That would definitely get my attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be comfortable with that. Costco, what? 80,000 pounds of butter recalled.
What?
And apparently.
Something wrong with it or what?
Well, as I thought, is it contaminated? What's wrong with it?
That's what usually
happens. Because I love me some butter.
Oh, yeah.
I like the natural stuff. Give me real cheese. Give me real butter.
Uh-huh.
I like cream, but I can't afford it, so I take half and half.
Sure. Yep.
But man, I want the real stuff. Costco forced to recall nearly 80,000 pounds of butter because the label failed to mention that, well, that it contains milk.
Okay. You know, this is part of the problem in America. If our people are so stupid that they don't know where butter comes from, then maybe, I don't even know what to say to follow up to that. That's,
well, they've had to put warnings on irons to say surface may become hot.
Good point.
Yeah. That is ridiculous, though. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's butter. Uh-huh. Yep. 79,200 pounds of Kirkland Signature butter recalled. And they're calling it like an undeclared allergen. Like there's an allergen in there. You know, milk can be an allergen.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are allergic to milk. But you probably aren't eating butter either if you're allergic to milk.
Exactly.
You should know that probably by now.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yep. Packages for both the salted and unsalted Kirkland Signature Sweet Cream Butter list cream as an ingredient, but do not include an allergy warning that the butter contains milk.
Where do they think cream comes from?
Well, milk comes from cream. If we're going to get
it's all
kind of technical, but
yeah.
But yeah, well, here's the deal: cream doesn't really have any sugar in it. Okay. So if you're lactose intolerant, you might be able to drink cream, but not milk.
Gotcha.
So, but in butter form, I mean, I don't know. It depends on, you know, how bad your allergy is, I guess. But one would have to assume that, yeah, there's probably some milk content in there. It is crazy. Yep. The label doesn't say it contains milk. It's butter. And the news articles are telling people how they can return it or safely dispose of the butter.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's a biohazard. Everybody, put your raincoats on.
Unreal.
Oh, you know what you need now. You need a recall of about 200 pounds of popcorn.
That would pre-popped or if it's popped already.
Well, I said only 200 pounds, so I'm just saying kernels.
Yes.
Because you can make a lot of popcorn with 200 pounds.
Well, I was thinking of the if it's already popped, how much physical space 200 pounds of popcorn would take. Be a lot.
I could probably still eat it all, though.
Well, man. I don't doubt
I've
that.
Always had a popcorn thing. Yeah. I love it.
I eat way too much when we go to the movies. I'll eat the whole bucket if she doesn't eat it.
Well, the problem is that's not butter they're putting on it.
No, it's not.
And sometimes your stomach goes, I know it tastes good, but what is that you're putting in me? Because it ain't right.
Remember years ago there was that organization that every couple of years would come out with whatever was really bad? And that was their target one year, was the fake butter on the popcorn. That was the big deal for them.
Well, you know, the best popcorn that you got like at the theater, they'd put this square block in there. That was the quote-unquote oil.
Yeah.
And I think that stuff was at least considered not really good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think now, looking back, it actually may have been very good for you. You know how things change.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, there's people that are eating this carnivore diet, and you know anybody who is schooled with any sort of nutritional background, they go absolutely berserk when you tell them about it.
Mm.
Like, you can't sustain life, and they go crazy. And I think it actually makes more people want to try it. Because as long as you get your 19 essential amino acids, I mean, it's good to make sure you're supplementing because not everybody has access to, you know, plenty of really good grass-fed meat. But, Oh, what? Look, I remember when the whole Atkins thing came out. You're going to die.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, but I'm going to die with a smile on my face. I just ate 14 pounds of bacon. All right, coming up next, what is bugging you? What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call now 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Before you get going, air it out.
Oh, man.
What's bugging you?
Prepare for the day.
Morning Therapy is a phone call away. 877-W-SKY-TALK. What's bugging you? On 97.3 The Sky.
Another wonderful day that the good Lord has blessed us with. Good morning. Welcome. It is 720. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, I mean, I love me some Trump, and I love this cabinet he's picking. But we need to stop picking from the House. We don't have the House yet. You need to stop picking. Stefanik is going to be great. I mean, and Walz is going to be great, too. But what's bugging me is during the election, afterwards, and I know you guys might have talked about this yesterday, is that all of the states that voted for Kamala Harris, that were blue on the map, 12 of them had no voter IDs. Four of them had no photo IDs, and only two of them had ID laws, New Hampshire and Rhode Island. So all of the states that were blue were letting illegals vote.
I think it was, yeah, everybody except two.
There were two exceptions, actually,
and
in there.
And she did mention that.
Yeah, there were two exceptions in there.
Yeah, but I think she mentioned them, right? Yeah. New Hampshire, whatever. All right, yeah, that should be bugging people. Will they change? Will they change in those states? Good luck with that. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I saw online, I don't know if you know who Tim Pool is. You know who he is?
No.
Okay, anyway, Tim Pool, Newsweek magazine, Sky News Australia, and a couple more places I saw online are talking about these leftists who lost the election. The women are trying to come back with this movement called Aqua Tofana. And they're telling other women to poison their husbands who voted for Trump and stuff like that. They're even saying they're trying to get people in restaurants to poison customers who they think voted for Trump. And it's insane.
I hadn't heard that. I heard one that where women five beats or something don't date, don't marry, don't have kids or something. Anybody who's a Trump,
yeah, they've done that before. It's kind of like yeah.
When we talk about poisoning people in a restaurant, that's pretty frightening.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. What's bugging me is we need to take the warning labels off of things. I mean, really, with the butter item, of course it contains milk. That's where it comes from. I was in a restaurant. There was a salt shaker. It said contains salts, but no preservatives. Now, is it added preservative? Because salt is a preservative. So I was a little bit confuddled with that. We have no calories on ice. Well, thank God. I already think I kind of knew that. But, of course, the idiots out there can't figure this out. Mm. Oh, my God. How many points do I need to have water? But honestly, it's that, and there was a FDA they wanted to recall now that over the counter regular stuff, you know, the stuff that replaced the old fashioned Sudafed, because they say that the industry paid for the study that proved that it worked, and it doesn't really work anything.
Yeah, as soon as that article broke, because I said it when they changed the formula, I said, it does not work, period, end of story. And the fact that they cooked the books on the research should be a warning to everybody. Mm-hmm. Thanks for bringing that up. Good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is where I live in the villages, they got these intersections. You got a left turn lane, and let's say there's one car just going through the light, and immediately as that car goes through the left turn signal, it turns yellow and red, and I got to sit there and wait for a whole series of other intersection lights to change because I did not pass through the yellow and the red. And that's what's bugging me.
Oh, that would bug
me. Yeah.
Yeah, well, some of those are quick.
You only have to drive down through that area there on, was it 441, and you go, I heard it's a great place to live, but not if you have to go out on the highway. It's mm-hmm. not. TJ, what's bugging you?
Hello, Bob and friends. I'll make this very brief. I'll tell you what's bugging me. All these people crying, thinking that they can change the results of an election. It's quite childish, if you ask me. And so I say to you, Bob, and I say to you people, quit crying. It's bugging me. And that's all.
All right.
We agree.
I like it. 877-975-9825. Last chance to call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's get to Tony. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Yeah, what's bugging me is, and I'm getting this from the Gateway Pundit, why is FEMA massing a massive, quote, emergency hub in Michigan? There's 350 semi-trailers. There's equipment set up. It says here in the article it's to serve six Michigan counties in preparation for emergency situations. Isn't there an emergency situation right now in the mountains of South Carolina? Aren't there people that need help right now in FEMA? Bob, I hate this organization so much, I can't even express it in words. It just needs to dissolve, and the states need to go back to a state guard like in Florida and take care of their people. FEMA is done. It needs to be done.
Yeah, I agree, because they don't really function to actually provide services. They just act as a conduit for federal dollars for the most part, and it doesn't seem like they've been very effective. I mean, you go all the way back to the Bush administration, there's just always been issues there. Bigger's not always better, and I think government serves as a great example of that being true. And as you point out, yeah, let the states take care of it, and if the feds want to fund some of the states' efforts because of a disaster, I think people would agree that's not a bad thing at all. Let's go to Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's kind of bugging me is the inefficiency of the California electorate. Why is it a week after the election day, and they still don't have all of their votes counted? They've got under 80%, like about 77% of their votes counted. Like, how do you not have a quarter of the electorate not counted? That just doesn't make any sense to me. And Governor Newsom wants to run for president, not on the accounting of the efficiency of how he controls his elections down there.
Well, you know, look, I'm for paper ballots. Maybe not one day voting, but no more than three.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing gets counted past midnight on election day. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Period.
I'm going to reach out to Trump, see if we can put you in charge of elections.
As long as it pays a little more than this gig, yeah, probably. No.
It's really not that complicated.
Well, and the one thing that happens, it seems like the more they kill time, so to speak, the more things randomly sort of change. You know, ask Carrie Lake how that's worked out for her in three different elections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Creative counting, anyone?
Or, hey, look, there's 170,000 ballots we didn't see.
Yeah, they're all for our guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would ever think that there would be ballots in a, you know, in a, like a polling place that would go unnoticed? Unbelievable. It is 728. Thanks for your participation. And coming up, we've got talk about Trump's All-Stars next, 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
What is a political victory that our country has never seen before?
Greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America.
Yes, it happens.
47th president and your 45th president.
The news station.
Help our country heal.
I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
The local coverage you need.
The election coverage you want.
97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:34. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Team Trump forming. Some great picks already. By the way, it is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, who's going to be watching a fight Friday night. Is that a pay-per-view? I'm not sure. But this is the big fight that's been pumped up. Jake Paul versus
Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Could you go higher with that?
Mike.
Can you get a little higher? Kind of like an old Michael Jackson.
No, this is how old his son would be if he had.
Hey, Dad.
Wow.
I'm going to take that Jake Paul and I'm gonna smother him.
I don't know. I can't get it down right now. But Mike Tyson still seems like a scary guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, and really, I think that a lot of athletes could perform later in life if they can keep themselves in physical shape and injuries and other things don't prevent them from doing so. I think they can if they really choose to compete. And I think he's an example of one who definitely could. He could be the Tom Brady of the boxing world.
I mean, would you want to mess with him?
I mean, not particularly.
Just saying.
There's some people that you can just tell.
Oh, yeah, they still got it.
That, yeah. You know, it's the kind of people that they're solid. I described Pete Rose this way when I had the opportunity to meet him years ago in Tampa. And he's the kind of guy that you could hit, like, with a 2x4. I mean, swing a 2x4.
Okay.
And he'd be like, blink, like, you want something?
Well,
I'm sorry. Are you trying to get my attention?
I see.
You know what I mean?
I see Tyson like that for
sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Like if you're impervious to pain, man, chances are you're probably going to be a pretty tough fighter.
Yeah. By the way, it's on Netflix.
So that is not a pay-per-view, just straight up Netflix. If you have Netflix, you get it.
I believe that's correct.
Friday night. I wonder how late it'll be because you know what they do. They go, yeah, the fight starts at 8. It's like, no, the undercard starts at 8. The fight starts at like 1:30 a.m. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, me too.
Because it should be run during, you know, family-friendly times because the kids need to understand
what the
world's supposed to be like.
That's right.
Two men in a squared circle going at it. Yeah. Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
Are you calling a winner? Don't answer that yet. Is this a legit fight or is it a moneymaker for everybody?
Well,
I mean, what's your gut feeling, seriously?
How do I answer that?
Honestly. Is there a predetermined outcome on this?
Well, let's just say.
Because there's a lot of gambling going to be going on about this thing. So.
Well, there's going to be a lot of gambling. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lots. So.
Let me put it to you this way.
Okay.
It's not professional wrestling.
But
it might not be a swim meet either. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of something
less choreographed, but potentially predetermined, you're saying, without saying it.
Boxing has a history.
Yes.
Boxers
yes.
have a history. And sometimes, right. yeah, it, sometimes it's cooked into the recipe. Like, you want the big payday. Yeah, we're just saying it should probably go a certain direction so that we get our payday. And then maybe down the road there'll be another payday for you. And if it doesn't go in that direction, you probably won't see another payday.
Yeah. But with these guys at this point, it's kind of like, is it because one of them wants or needs the money? Is it the ego? Does a Mike Tyson ego let him lose?
I don't know that Tyson has done well with his money, honestly. He might really need it.
Right.
I don't know
Could
that
be.
For a fact, but I think I think there are he's had issues there. I believe
he's not had the smoothest life in the world based on his personal decisions.
Well, he hasn't had the smoothest life based on his childhood.
That's true too, and that's where it comes from.
This was a little kid that literally would help old ladies across the street carry mm-hmm. their groceries for them.
Right,
and once he got inside, you know, the apartment thing, he'd push them down and take their money and purse if he could, and take their groceries too and leave. And I mean, we're talking about probably wasn't even a teenager yet.
Yeah.
So he was a rough kid with a rough upbringing, and hopefully you hope that all people, you know, through lifetime experience grow. I don't know him personally. Don't know him, but yeah, I wouldn't want to have to fight him.
It'll be interesting to see though.
Yeah, and you're going to watch it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. That is interesting. You wonder, are these things fixed? You hate to say that about everything, but it's like, once you've been through an election that's fixed,
exactly.
You're like, anything can be fixed.
Pretty much, yeah.
A team sport, at least it's a little tougher.
Right. You can't pay off everybody and everybody keep their mouth shut.
I mean, if you got a punter in the right, a kicker in the position.
That could work.
But a fumble, could change the outcome easily.
Things happen.
But, yeah, let's not think that. Let's keep it positive.
It will be fun. I'm going to go to some friend's house, that little get-together, which I think that's what a lot of folks are probably going to do is, Friday night fights. Forget the Friday night lights. We got Friday night fights.
We're going from Michael Tyson to Michael Reagan.
Wow.
It is indeed morning in America again, but Americans have to stay vigilant. So says Michael Reagan, president of the Reagan Legacy Foundation. This was an appearance he made on Breitbart, explaining that President-elect Trump is not stepping on his father's legacy. Rather, America, 40 years later, needs a strong leader to right the ship.
Nice.
And Trump is that person.
I like that.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Couple of people called in. They tried to make this point. It's morning again in America. Have you thought about the messaging, like from your dad, the morning again? You know, what does that mean? And are we here again? This was the host, Mike Slater, was asking former President Ronald Reagan's eldest son. But yeah, we got to keep it going. And he actually wrote in an op-ed last week. I said it's morning in America for the Democrats. Morning, as in MOURN, morning.
That's funny.
Which is exactly what's going on. But yeah, he doesn't feel like there's not a legacy he's stepping on. He's adding to it. These leaders that have sacrificed and made America a better place and held the line against those who maybe have good intentions, I don't know, but certainly don't it doesn't fall within the guidelines of what we considered what the founding fathers had in mind, I guess.
Yeah.
The easiest, simplest way to put it. But yeah, Michael Reagan got to I read one of his books that was about Vince Foster, basically. If you like the whodunit stuff, he really makes a case. He makes a case that what they said it was not.
So you're doubting that when someone is killed, they roll uphill away from the where they probably were shot?
And there's a lot of those kinds of things. Like, is it possible? million to one.
Yeah.
And when you have like four different things that occurred, they're like million to one shots to happen, it just naturally.
And not only rolled uphill, but into a different jurisdiction.
Yeah.
There's that. So that someone else would be handling it. So, yeah.
We need young people to go. Well, if you Google Vince Foster, who knows what you'll come up with, probably some lefty stuff. Why don't you try DuckDuckGo and see if you come up with different results? Well, you know what? Do a search for the Reagan book about it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very well done. It's been a long time since I read it. But anyway, Michael Reagan said, we need you, America. We need America to be strong. When are you going to elect a strong leader again? He's actually, I guess, talking about some conversations that he's had with conservatives. Wait a minute. My father was 40 years ago. He said, noting that, you know, America needs a strong leader. They needed one 40 years ago to correct America's course. Now that is needed again. And
here we are.
I agree. Yeah. Good things are coming. I do believe. UN Climate Alarmism Summit opens with expectation that Trump will leave the Paris Agreement. Oh, I think he's going to go further than that. Yeah,
it's
lot further.
Not like leaving, like just walking out of a room kind of thing.
No.
No.
No details on that. And a lot more coming up on a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
It is 10 minutes until 8 o'clock, and because of time change, sun is up. It's going to be a bright, beautiful day in the Sunshine State.
Going to be nice.
I heard might get some cooler temps coming up toward the end of the week. Something to look forward to. Flannel shirt, maybe. Who knows? Could get crazy. Could start to break out the jackets.
Oh, I knew where your brain was going.
Yeah. Yep, it's possible. President Donald Trump's return to the White House comes amid an international landscape destabilized by the Biden-Harris administration policy failures, especially in Ukraine, the Middle East. That, according to retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Davis, who slammed Biden's decisions, asserting that the administration failed to seize diplomatic opportunities, leaving Trump with a whirlwind of crises. He urged Trump to bring new blood, like former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, into his cabinet to strengthen his foreign policy approach. Have not seen Gabbard's name pop up yet on anything. Here's what we have. We've got our own Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor. Makes total sense. Rick Scott looks like probably going to be the Senate Majority Leader. That's not a done deal. Stephen Miller is going to be the Deputy Chief of Staff. Tom Homan, you remember him from ICE, and he had been very outspoken after leaving ICE and appearing on things like, you know, on the Fox News Channel about the border issue. I mean, he was, you know, warning and yelling as much as he could do. So he is going to be a great person to head up, what do you want to call it, border security. They're going to actually, his title, I think, is going to be Border Czar. And Christine Noem, governor of South Dakota, is going to be Homeland Security Secretary. I think that that'll be a good move. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio. I had no problems with Pompeo coming back into the fold, but apparently what I can find out and figure out is that there were some comments he must have made on TV or X or somewhere in some format, and it was about the classified documents and Trump's handling or mishandling of it, and apparently how he had responded to some questions. I guess Trump didn't like it, basically. He didn't like that. He felt like maybe that was disloyal. And, you know, if you want to be in a Trump cabinet, the disloyal thing is not going to be tolerated at all. So there you go. Another piece of good news. And I want to keep it upbeat.
We'll take that.
And like I said, we've got the sheriff coming up, Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County. So that'll be mostly positive, I'm sure. And then we'll beat up some lefties after that, okay? I got to be fair, right? Can't be too upbeat. Can't always look at the world through Bob Rose-colored glasses. Over the weekend, President-elect Donald Trump announced a push for national concealed carry reciprocity, meaning, hey, you got a permit this state, you're good everywhere.
That would be nice.
Yep. it would make concealed permit of any one state valid in the other 49. This should have been done a long time ago. This is, once again, common sense, a logical thing. But there'll be those that stand in the way. And it sure would be nice if we had, in addition, a choice of possibly having open carry in the Sunshine State, which, according to our last conversation with Governor DeSantis, he said on the air that he might be pleasantly surprised in the next session that something like that could come forward. That's pretty big on his part, because we hadn't heard that exactly like that from him before. It was Sunday that Don Trump Jr. Posted, boom, my father just announced concealed carry reciprocity. The Second Amendment will stay and remain protected. Texas Gun Rights posted a video of Trump's reciprocity announcement to X. On September 18, 2015, just months after Trump launched his first presidential campaign, Breitbart News pointed to the policy papers where he said the right of self-defense doesn't stop the end of your driveway. That's why I have a concealed carry permit and why tens of millions of Americans do. Permits should be valid in all 50 states. Driver's license works in every state. So it's common sense that a concealed carry permit should work in every state. If we can do that for driving, which is a privilege, not a right, then surely we can do that for a concealed carry, which is a right, not a privilege. That's pretty clear.
I like that.
And since you've got a majority now, is it official yet in the House? We're right there.
Looking that way.
That should help. That should help push some of these things along, right? Along with your help and my help, we can get these things done, all right? Oh, Mark Cuban. He was such a silly fellow leading up to the election, wasn't he? And he did show a little bit of class when he, you know, congratulated Trump. We'll dig into that again after we speak to Sheriff Bobby Schultz, which is next on 97.3 The Sky.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com